Adulting is a roller coaster of really high highs, low lows, and everything in between. If you are in the thick of this ride and changing your mind every 2 seconds about whether you are enjoying it or not, you're in the right place. Every 2 weeks, join the Adulting Out Loud hosts as we talk through our experiences as certified adults, offering each other encouragement, inspiration, and a good laugh. We hope to leave you feeling refreshed and ready to face everything adulting has in store for you. Thanks for listening.
Hi, guys. Hi, Yvonne. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Yunia.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I'm fine.
I'm doing
Carol,
well.
Carol, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Welcome back to today's episode. I'm really looking forward to this one. Yes, we are taking stock of 2020. Looking back to what this year has been. It has been labeled so many things, crazy. People have been crying for this year to end since, I think, March, since the pandemic started. But yes, we are almost there. We are almost there, moving slowly but surely. So we are looking back on the year. I actually wanted to know, Yvonne, are you a goal person? I know Carol is. So like, are you those people who at the beginning of the year, you're like...
Imagine no.
Really? Oh my God.
I know, it's crazy because yes, people actually think I am. The thing is, my goals are so general. They're not detailed, like I want to achieve this by the end of this. It's usually about life generally. This year I purpose to be happy.
Drink more water.
Yes, those things. You know.
Be happy.
Yeah, be happy. In other words, I'll keep reminding myself in situations that this is more or less, I usually have mantras, not goals. Mantras, I think that would be the right word.
I don't know if, I think I'm goals. Like, I look for at the beginning of the year. I usually have, like, things I want for the year. So I don't know if those things are goals, but I think they are goals. But for me, what I know, what I'm saying there, mine, I'll also say general. I usually don't set time frames. I usually don't say by end of January, end of the end of the quarter. I usually just like have prayers for the year and be like, this year I hope this. Carol, if you're to look back in 2020, what would you say were your high points?
Well, I've actually been thinking about it and it's like I'm finding it hard to see my highs in this year. Yeah, but one of my highs this year, I think for me, it's been the flexibility around my routine, like work. I know it came because of the pandemic, but somehow for me, it has turned out to be my highlight for the year. The flexibility to be able to work from home and also work from the office premises. I think I long for such a thing, but you know, when we are so stuck in our traditional ways of working. I look at this and I'm thinking, wow, I think for me, this has been one of the highlights for this year that I'm going to look forward for. And then another highlight, I think this year I have met more people than I had expected, despite the pandemic.
How?
Like... That is the other thing.
Why are those people who are not respecting lockdown guidelines?
Like virtually. Like virtually or really, I think for me when the pandemic started, I was very scared because I'd just come to a new country. I didn't have friends. So a bit worried thinking, well, I guess this is my year of being alone by myself. Yeah. Now I look back and really grateful that at least I've been able to meet three people that have actually become very good friends. For me, that has been a highlight this year.
Any low moment? Are you like 2020 is one big low moment?
That's why I was struggling with the highlights. But I think 2020 has been a challenging and hard year in so many ways. Well, the pandemic has made it even worse. Yeah, but I think for me, living in uncertainty, anxiety on a level, but also now on like a bigger scale where you're worrying about what will happen to your family or what might happen to where you are or the world. Find the peace that you have, but I think for me, that has been a lot, really. Like, not to be able to do the things that I'm used to doing.
Yeah.
Just being uncertain of the future. And then, like, every something is happening and you kind of have no control at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Yeah. And just, like, waiting to see, okay, what is coming next. I think, yeah, living with that, in that atmosphere and environment, for me, it has been... Yeah, a big low.
Sorry. Yvonne, what are some of your thoughts looking
highlight.
Back on 2020? Yes.
Number one, it made me slow down. And I actually appreciated it because I didn't like the rush I was in. So it was crazy. So when the pandemic came, automatically everything slowed down. And the slowing down again gave me time, like Carol, to settle down in Nyeri. It was my second year, but I'd never really settled down.
I was like, Yvonne, weren't you like in Nyeri for a long time before the lockdown?
Yeah. Yeah, it was already one whole year. But you know, Monday to Friday, I'm working. Friday evening, I mean, I'm back to Nairobi.
Yeah.
But now with the lockdown, I couldn't travel. Yeah, it was now up to Edu to keep traveling. And he doesn't travel over the weekend because weekends are his busiest.
Yeah.
It gave me time to explore Nyeri, to make friends. People who are acquaintances now became friends because we had time to spend together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like Carol, I think now I can say, I mean, in Nyeri, I have people I can call friends now.
Okay.
Number two highlight was, of course, that small promotion that came in terms of an acting position. I have grown. It stretched me. It made me grow. Not anything I'd want to do again, but...
Yeah, you had mentioned...
Yeah. But when it comes to low moments,
hello.
I have two low moments. One, the pandemic really affected people close to me financially. Like, life changed. Life actually changed for most of the people I knew. Either lost their jobs completely, couldn't be able to do even the basic things like buying food for their families. And you know, when it affects somebody close to you, you just can't watch. So at the end, it also affects you. And sometimes I actually think, like, me getting that small promotion was for such a reason, you know, that God actually always has a way of planning out things. I'm trying to know this is going to happen, you know, just placing a caution for other people through me. Number two, the illnesses. My father, at least now he's better. My grandfather, he's still not well, you know. And it's been now like throughout the year. When one gets ill, the other one is well, then the other one gets ill. So it's been a roller coaster, especially for my mother. Now that's her husband and her father.
The dad, yeah.
Yeah, it's been quite a roller coaster for the family. Another thing I think it has done, which would be a highlight, is it has made us resilient. We have known that as a family, we are a resilient group of persons. You know, because the things that are thrown at you, sometimes you think, this one has just come to finish me. But,
that's great.
Yeah, we are standing. So,
yeah, keep going.
All in all, you can just say thank you, Lord. It's not been easy, but he has brought us through it all. So
I feel like 2020 is a weird year for me, but definitely one of the biggest highlight is starting Adulting Out Loud, you guys. It's a big highlight for me because I am such a procrastinator. Like, it is bad. But this year I was like, I am going to start. My lowest of low, I have two lows. One recently happened, so I lost my job and I became a statistic of people who lost jobs during the pandemic.
Yeah.
It was a low. And at first, I didn't think it was a low. I'm one of those people who, my grieving process is weird. Like, at first, it just, when it has just happened, it's usually, I don't know, maybe
normal.
Sure.
Still normal.
Yeah, maybe on numb. Like, I'm just like, yeah. So just
numb is the word.
Yes. And then one day, you just feel like, this is so hard and difficult. Another low is one whole entire year of our family being apart. And sometimes when I think about it, I'm like, wow, one whole year. I had taken leave in March. I had filled in my leave in March and I was supposed to travel, and then they locked down just before I took my leave. And we were joking about it and talking about how, imagine if they had locked down and I was in Nairobi and now I had to call my boss and tell her. So about coming back to work, can I just work from home? No, I wouldn't be able to say I'm in Nairobi, because they had actually issued, like, you know, those internal communications about how people should not travel, and if you're traveling, you should get clearance from your boss and stuff like that. Yeah. So 2020 has been an interesting year, and I can't wait for it to end though, because I just feel like, yeah, I'm done with it, and hopefully first January it will be like magic. It will just flip. A new year, though I know it won't, but yeah, I'm looking forward to the end of it. I feel tired. I think I have that fatigue now. I have that fatigue of just, when is the year ending? But generally, I would say it has been a good year for me, despite the loss, despite the job loss, despite being apart from my family. I think I would say it has been, there have been harder years for me, honestly, personally. So I feel like it has been a good year for me. I would like to know, do you girls do the thing of having a word for the year?
Yes.
You do. What were your words for the year? I do too. Actually, I think I got this from you, Carol. My word for the year was restore. Restoration. And why that word for the year? I remember journaling at the beginning of 2019 and just feeling like 2018 for me, the word had finally come at the end, and it had been lost. Like I felt like I had lost so much in 2018. And then 2019 was recovering from that loss, and I was just there. So that's how the word for 2020 came, as I was praying towards the end of 2019. And I was just praying and telling God, I just need restoration in every aspect of my life. Restore joy, restore hope, you know, like hope that life will get better. You know, it won't always be like this. It won't always be difficult. So restoring that, restore faith, my faith in Him, my faith and trust to know that even amidst all that, He is still God and He can still work it out. So yes, so my word was restore. And I think I would say yes. On the outside, it would look like no, because there have still been losses, but I feel restored. Yeah, my word has been true. My year has been true to the word. And my verse was Joel. I'm looking for it, but I can't find it. But you know that verse in Joel about how God will restore the years that the locusts have
eaten.
That was my word for the year.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Yunia, as you're talking about restoration, also part of my theme for the year had that. But I think I just wanted to read word for word, because I feel like it, like, this was so true of what has happened, you know, and is yet to happen. It was from 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. And it says, in His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So, after you have suffered a little while, He will restore you, support you, strengthen you, and He will place you on a firm foundation. Girl, like, I remember when Edu was sharing this, he even had difficulty. Because I think our theme for last year was expansion. Then now you come to tell people, after you have suffered a little while, and you're telling them that in January. So people are looking at you like, where? What are you saying? And he kept telling people, by the way, I'm not understanding this, you know, but just take it in. I'm telling you. So he actually kept asking me, what does this even mean? Why would God want us to suffer coming from expansion, then now suffering, you know? So when March hit, we were like, this is it. So I think it was a really encouraging verse that has taken me throughout the whole year, because once you remember that he said it for a little while, and after that, there are things he's promised he will do. He will restore you. He will strengthen you. He'll hold you through it all. So just having to proclaim those words throughout the year, and I've seen it. I feel like I've been strengthened. I've been stretched positively. I have grown. He has kept me. He has sustained me. So it's been so real, so real. God has actually come through and ensured that his word has passed.
What was your word for the year, and has it been true to
the year? Yeah, my word for the year, I had aspects of restoration as well, but my word was purpose. So it was mostly attached to my family as well. So and the scripture for me was, it's a whole chapter.
That's funny.
I know, right?
Tell us that chapter, please, summarize.
Yeah, so it's Isaiah. It's Isaiah chapter 52. So, for me, I just took the whole chapter, really, and because it has many aspects of the things that I really was intentionally praying for my family about. It talks about awake, awake, O Zion, clothe yourself with strength, put on your garments of splendor, O Jerusalem. The uncircumcised and defiled. Will not enter you again. I know that I've been praying for salvation in my family, and it's so painful to see like your people walk away from God every other year. You know what I mean? So like I was praying that, you know, and for me this was the word that God will restore the destiny of my family, and that because sometimes you see things in your family that aren't meant to be, and you feel like, you know, God's purpose is being lost and compromised. So I was praying his redeeming hand would be upon my family to recover and establish God's good plan and purpose. What this brought out is we started having prayer time with a few of my siblings that share the same this, and that has been consistent throughout the whole year, something that hadn't happened before. So I'm really thankful to God.
I like your word. It's not self-centered like
restore. I know, even and I are here, like, okay.
But I think it's different. I think it's different for different years, really. I think it's different. Like, there are years I've been also, like, really focused on me. Like, 2019... I think 2019, really, the focus was on me. I was just believing God. I was just telling God, like, I'm tired of all this. 3 months,
or
2 months.
For me, every year, it has been about me.
Like, God, just... please, please do something. Like, give me something long-term. And, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Well, God is like...
Let me tell you how bad it has been. Sometimes, you know, I usually pick the word, you know, the word of for the year from my husband. So whatever is for the church is mine too.
Yeah.
Do you know the years when I don't feel like I agree with what he's giving the church, I get my own.
You're like, this
like
year.
2016. 2016 and 2017, I remember I did that. As in, I had to be warned, like, what's wrong with you?
But I think it's
it's just not aligning with I want for me.
I want for me.
That is funny.
Personalize it for you, but also, I think, for your wider family. And I think for me, the other has been like finding a song for it to go that year. Yeah, like for me, that has also really, really helped.
A song. Them.
Wow. Yeah, a song.
Hey, you're near.
We're going to have a meeting, Yvonne, after this.
Like a song for that year, and like no matter what,
that's nice. Well, we are meeting this being Kivivi. No, please.
Ah, yeah, hey,
well, that's nice. I like the song aspect that you go back to,
yeah,
you know, yeah,
throughout the year. I like that.
I think the thing for the word is not for us to, like, you know, like shut off every other word.
True.
Might be, yeah, that maybe God might be speaking in our lives, but just for like maybe to have a vision.
Focus. Yeah, actually, that's the word, a vision. To have a vision. It has been interesting listening to you guys, and all that you've been able to accomplish, that you're still working on to accomplish, because the year has not yet ended. And yeah, the goals that you had, and I'm so excited that we all do words.
Yeah,
your words for 2021. Yeah, thank you for listening, and we'll catch you next time. Bye.